Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Please come to our live podcast recording at the Dingwalls Club, Camden Town, on the 1st of December.
7 o'clock. Tickets can be purchased from live.angelosandbarry.com.
The 1st of December, live.angelosandbarry.com.
Not dot cock, which some people have put in.
Dot com.
Yeah, dot com, not dot cotton.
Hello? Shop? Hello, is anyone in reception, please?
Hang on, I'm just down here. I'm watching the racing on my iPhone. Wait a minute.
Oh.
Come on, close your ear. Go up over there. Go up. Oh, you dark son.
I say.
Oh, hello. Yes, hello there.
Yes, hello. I wonder if you can remember. We just checked in. My wife, Margaret, must have Mr. St. Mark, room 22.
Room 22?
Yes.
Let me just check the records.
Excuse me one moment.
Just look for my book here of all the people what have come in the hotel.
It was about five...
When did you come
here? Yeah, 5 minutes ago.
We've
been up to the room.
Have you?
Yeah, 22.
Oh, yeah, number 22.
Yes.
I stuck you in, didn't I?
Yeah.
Yeah. And are you very happy in that room?
Well, with the tea and coffee making facilities are fine.
Beautiful. That's what we sell ourselves on, that tea and coffee. Mm. That kettle. You know that kettle's over 70 years old.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it works perfectly well. And there's shortbread and the view out the window to the bay is really quite,
well,
you know,
I'm glad you're enjoying your stay, Mr. St. Michael.
Yeah, there's a slight problem, which is why I'm down here.
What is it?
Someone has...
Hang on a minute, please. Oh, you want a drop of tennis?
No thanks. This is a tad irregular.
Oh.
Someone has sprayed on the wall. It's a sort of massive nose.
Oh, yeah.
With two baubles underneath.
Oh, really?
And it looks like through the end of the nose there's some shockwaves, some sparks or something.
Oh,
flicking
coming out the top.
Coming out the end sort of thing. Well, my Margaret and I assumed it's not part of the decor and someone has...
Yeah, someone has spray-painted that on there, if I remember rightly.
Mm.
And that is... that's well, that should really charge you £10 extra for that.
For that.
For that decoration.
And we'd be willing to pay that. Only the other thing is there's a load of shit on the duvet.
What room were you in?
22.
Oh, yeah, no, 22, yeah. No, there will be that on the duvet, unfortunately, because I got caught short along that corridor. I like to go in there and do it on the duvet, I'm afraid, and then in celebration I sprayed a massive cock and balls on the wall.
Oh, I see.
That's what you thought that was.
Well,
I didn't have my pills on me at the time and things went south, you know?
Would you be prepared to maybe knock something off the bill for the faeces? We can put up with the cock and balls on the wall, but for the faecal matter on the divan, we're not prepared to pay the full weight.
Look, listen. How about I take off, let's say, £3 for the night, and for that, I'll go up to the room myself and... Have you been in the bathroom yet?
Yes, and that's another thing.
Yeah, no, there's something floating in the box.
Yes.
I'll flush that myself.
Would you be prepared to throw in the full English breakfast tomorrow morning and maybe the £3 off?
No.
And she relax. Geez, and geez. I think you'll agree, shake it out there.
Oh, God. Oh, let me just come back into the space.
Okay.
Let me just physically come back into the space.
What we was doing there was giving you an indication of your rights.
Yeah.
Your commercial...
Your statutory rights.
Statutory rights.
Yeah.
If you're in a hotel. Now, of course, I was playing the guest of the hotel.
Customer. I was playing Pablo Escobar.
Yeah,
who runs right. it.
And keen on the racing. Yeah. Now, let that be this. If we dissect it for a second, I came up, I was firm but fair.
You were firm
and
but
I
fair.
And I pointed out the problems with the room. Mm. Okay, I got it wrong. It was, in fact, a spunky cock and balls on the wall.
Yeah,
okay,
you fine. Got that wrong.
The Pablo Escobar tried to then tell me that it was a work of art.
It was a work of art.
It was. But what
I've got
wasn't
one of them
a work,
on my wall.
What wasn't a work of art was
the
detritus
the
on the duvet.
And the floater in the bowl.
In the bowl. Now.
Yeah. No, that
should, turn,
no, that's the elephant in the room.
Yeah.
That shouldn't have been there.
No.
And you were right, quite rightly.
Within my rights.
Quite within your rights. You bring that up and... Say to Pablo Escobar, listen, can you knock £3 off the bill? Which he was more than willing to do. You handled it perfectly, Barrow.
So let that be a lesson to it. Now, look, we have managed to pick up from the Office of Fair Trading these pointers.
Yeah. Ofcoms.
Ofcoms. And it's about going on holiday, which some people are booking this time of year.
Oh, yeah.
This is from ACPO. What's it? The travel agent.
Yeah, travel.
Thompson's.
TFAL.
And they say simply this. If one goes on holiday and one has paid in advance for a room stroke service, whether it be in the EU or around
or
the world,
beyond.
And you find some shit on your bed, you are perfectly within your rights not to pay.
Well, no, you have to pay, but you can have money knocked off up to £4 to £5.
Oh,
pounds.
So there's an asterisk.
Yeah.
£4 to £5 for pebbles, but full on shit, probably you want to ask for... A good disc.
Yeah, like
a good
5 or 6 pounds.
Pounds.
Yeah.
So there we have it. And if you want to
any
send off for our factory.
Any more consumer advice.
Any more consumer advice, simply go to www.discountforshitonaduvet.co.uk.
And while we're telling you about websites to go to, on the 1st of December, ladies and gentlemen, we're doing a live show. Aren't we, Barry?
We're doing a live show at Dingwalls in
Camden.
Don't just turn off now, because it is always, always an absolute cracker.
And it'll be the 1st of December,
and
it'll be the first of your Christmas parties.
Exactly. It will be a partridge in your pear tree.
And we will be getting absolutely smashed.
Oh, absolutely. Because what you hear in previous podcasts, which purport to be live, I mean, that's just... You don't hear all the outtakes.
No, you should. No, you have to come. You have to come, really.
Blimey.
And you should see the costumes, what we wear.
We wear lovely costumes. Yeah. It's costumes. It's booze.
It's booze.
It's dancing girls.
A lot of them. A live band.
Live band.
We have bear baiting.
Bear baiting and cockfighting. And...
Dinosaur recloned dinosaur.
And we spit roast a hog.
We do.
And it really is a smashing night. So that's Dingwalls. It's on the 1st of December. Do yourself a favour. There's proper comedians on as well.
Yeah.
We have got...
Jeff Innocence.
We have got...
Reverend Two-Tone.
Reverend Two-Tone. And we've got... No one else, but it's still a good value for money.
And you're in the beautiful surroundings of Camden Lock. Beautiful.
Who could want anything more?
Come on, guys.
Plenty of drugs around here.
Oh, yeah, you can get hold of some good quality speed down there.
And some horrible Chinese
foods
in
the market.
Mackie.
You can get, like, £16 of noodles for about a quid.
Yeah,
you can get proper stuff.
If you come when it's really, really late and it's all congealed,
and they're chucking it out.
Oh, it's a boon.
It's a real boon.
It really is. And because we all need cheering up, it's a little bit miserable, the weather. So come and have a laugh. I'm booking a holiday. I'm glad we went through that consumer advice.
Where are you going?
Oh, well, I was going to go South America way.
Oh, was it?
But my wife...
Brazil. Brazil.
Gone to Brazil.
Because you like the nuts,
don't
you?
I love the nuts out there. Yeah. Love the nuts.
That's why you go there, because
we go there because of the nuts. We go there because of the economy.
Oh, right. Because you can get loads for your money out there.
Well, loads of nuts. We went, we come back through Heathrow.
Oh, yeah.
They said anything to declare, and I tipped out. So many nuts all over the floor.
Right.
You know, it was a laugh sort
good
of fun, thing.
Yeah.
Good fun, wasn't it? Peanuts, Brazil nut, walnut.
Real nuts, yeah.
Brazil nuts, cashews.
Yeah.
All the sort of nuts you could want on holiday. But this year, we ain't going there.
Why?
My wife, she's... Oh, you know my wife's sister moved out to Scandinavia.
Oh, I love it out there.
Oh, it's so bloody boring.
Oh, yeah, I know. It is boring.
Okay, the buses run on time.
And it's so clean.
It's so clean.
But you see one cathedral out there, you've seen them all.
We were there for a couple of days. I was dying to see maybe some crisp papers whipping around in the wind.
No, you won't see that in Scandinavia. Market. You have to go Neeson for that.
Yeah.
Anyway, I went over to Scandinavia.
Oh, yeah,
and I was here for about 3 days before I got... Like, I wanted to shoot myself in the face, you know.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh, my God, this place is just... Yeah. It's gorgeous, but it's...
Oh, it's gorgeous.
Boring.
So
I thought, right, well, there's only one thing for it, you know. So I went in the pub.
Get
right,
tanked
you know,
up,
I thought, right, I'm going to get myself right pissed up. I ordered myself a pint of skull, because that's what they drink.
Out there.
And I thought, oh, I think that should help, you know. I said, oh, a pint of skull, please.
Yeah.
He said, yeah, and he stuck it in the glass, and he stuck it on the bar, and he went, £25, please. And he's like, £25 a pint over there, mate.
Yeah.
You know, and I said, stick it, right? So I couldn't even get pissed, but luckily I had my bong.
Yeah, and you got...
I got stoned on my face.
Oh, but you know what? They're very accommodating over there. You're allowed to do that. Oh, yeah, booty-booty-boo.
Yeah.
Booty-booty-boo. They go, have a bong, have a drink,
and
all that.
And the birds are beautiful.
Okay. I like the pickled foods.
Yeah, the herring.
Like the fish, the herring.
The snow,
I like the blonde ones. I
the
like
depression.
The, I like that. But Jesus, the depression.
Oh, yeah.
God, blimey. Oh, wow. I mean, basically, they like to start out with... They give you a lot of chat about the Vikings. Oh, the Vikings.
Oh, the Vikings. Yeah,
oh,
Vikings,
that's what we're famous for.
Yeah, rapists.
Vikings, 1,500 years ago.
Yeah, still banging on about
no
it.
No history... All the way up to now, still banging on about the Vikings.
Yeah, and their long boats and their hair and all that rape and stuff.
Yeah, come to London.
Yeah.
Oh, the swinging 60s.
Yeah.
The Perfumo Affair.
Oh,
we go right back. Queen Victoria.
Oh,
We've got
King
a whole
Arthur.
Rich history.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then Vikings.
Nothing.
Then Nazi collaborations. And then back to the Vikings again.
Vikings again. They're still trotting out
still
the Vikings.
But the birds.
Oh, the birds. If it wasn't for the birds.
I wouldn't go there.
No, I wouldn't go there.
Thing is, I mean, I do all right over here. I'm
I know
a good-looking fella,
oh,
you know. I get, like, birded up most nights. Yeah. But over there, I could just... I can have what I want, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And because over there, they see me as, like... Because of the language barrier, right, they just see me as quirky.
Yeah, quirky.
They see me as quirky, you know. They don't see me like they do here, you know, which is, like, threatening.
Yes.
Over there, they see me as quirky, you know.
Yeah. I mean, you've had that before, didn't you? You was out there Oslo way.
Yeah.
And you was at that bus stop, busking.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
With no pants on.
I know.
Now, over here...
I was freezing.
You would have been actually banged up in prison over there. Oh, birdie, birdie, bird.
Yeah, over there it's different because you're a bit freer.
Yeah.
They're a bit more liberal, you know, and that means that they don't mind naked people wandering around the place.
That's
they're cocking balls out.
That's quirky.
See, it's quirky, you see. And it's seen as my basic human rights.
Right, yeah.
If I want to stand there with my cocking balls out at the bus stop...
Yeah.
Playing on a guitar, then I can do that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. So that's the scandals
for you. I love those holidays.
What, yeah?
them ones where you go and you just open your mind.
Oh, yeah. What a sort of meditation retreat.
Yeah, one of them. Yeah, I like all that stuff, you know.
Where'd you go for that, you know?
I'll go to Ibiza.
Oh, for one of them, meditation.
Yeah, go meditating in Ibiza, yeah.
How do you close? I mean, I'm always thinking, as you know.
Yeah, I do.
I'll permanently think.
Yeah, you've got a mind
one of
that just won't switch off.
I know. I mean, any one time I can be thinking of word searches.
That's it, yeah.
Shopping lists.
Yeah.
Who shot Dirty Den.
Yeah.
Any of that.
You're not alone.
You're not alone.
Listen, let me tell you something, okay? When people say, I'm just gonna do a half-hour meditation and you look at them with a candle on and that, that's all they're thinking. All them things. You know the Dalai Lama?
Oh, yeah.
Right? I know this for a fact, okay?
Yeah.
He sits down in the morning and he's like, I not received guests today, I meditate.
Yeah.
And he sat there on his throne and he's just like closed his eyes and that, and he's staring at the space and that. And he says, I'm meditating.
Yeah.
And, you know what he's really doing?
What's he doing?
He's going through the runners and riders on the Racing Post.
Yeah, of course he is.
That's all he's doing, mate.
Of course he is.
Memorised all of them. Like all the day's races, and he's just picking out his winners. And then when he finishes meditation, he goes on the internet and sticks all his bets on.
Well, Gandhi, Mahatma Gandhi.
Oh, yeah.
He'd be there in that, you know, cloth, you know, trying to defeat the British Empire.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
Through positive thought.
Yeah.
He'd be there, he'd be going, I won't do the accent.
Okay.
I'm going to clear my mind.
I'm
just going to meditate. Oh. Well, I know for a fact, because your mate Kenneth used to know him, didn't he?
He used to know Gandhi very well.
He said that what was going through his mind was all the bets he put on at Ladbrokes that morning. He said that he'd been trying to think for ages and ages the name of that actor who was in the New Avengers. That was been bugging him for quite a while.
Gareth Hunt, is that? If only he'd have shorted that.
Yeah, Mahatma Gandhi.
Yeah.
He also... As a special party trick, not only would he meet, you know, the leaders of the Raj.
Oh, yeah.
But when he did, rather than talking about, you know, the British Empire and stuff, he could name all the episodes of Robin's Nest.
He's conjuring them up in his mind.
Yeah, so he says he wiped his mind clear. There's not a thing he didn't know about the early bird menu, the harvester, a third of before seminar.
Yeah. Well, it's the same with the Maharishi Yogi.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to meditate. Fantastic. Yeah. And what he's really doing is he's just going through in his memory every single episode of El Dorado that was ever broadcast. And he's just remembering all the cast members. He's got it all up there. That's his way of calming himself down. He's meditating.
When they get hold of the Dalai Lama, for example, and they go, you've been meditating for quite a while. What's the answer? He's thinking, I was just thinking about what the Spurs lineup will be against Southampton.
2:31 at Kempton?
That's why it's a kind of saying simple.
That's why all these words they say are just like
a simple bird.
That's it.
Flying in the sky.
Yeah. Now, if you look at all these things.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This is a simple bird flying in the sky. Mr. Sloan at Brighton Rock.
Yeah,
they're all horse names, mate. Yeah, and people go, he's very philosophical, isn't he?
Yeah, of course.
They're all horse names.
Yeah, I mean, when Mahatma Gandhi, when he was interviewed, about self-rule for India.
Oh, and all that.
He started off by, you know, what you don't know the full transcript of what he wrote.
Right.
Was
something about Richard O'Sullivan.
Richard O'Sullivan.
Yeah.
all those lovely, lovely episodes. Yeah. The rest of the speech went lamb chops starter.
Oh, yeah.
It said available with salad, fries, or a jacket.
Can. Yeah.
All you can eat refill.
The galloping majors.
The galloping majors.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
So, really, he's not quoted about what he's really thinking. Oh, my mind's blank. No, well, it's not.
Meditation is whatever you want to call it. If you want to sit there and like go through the entire menu of harvesters, if that calms you down, mate,
Then do that,
you know?
Yeah.
But well, I've got into that yoga.
Have you?
Yeah,
What does it do for you? In what way? What do you do?
Well, I lie down on the floor and then I try and pull my balls up over my head.
Yeah.
You know?
That's not yoga, that's self-abuse. You've been reading the wrong pamphlet, haven't
well,
you?
Well, whatever it is, I got it off the internet and it hurts.
Yes.
And I thought, because it hurts, it's bound to be doing me some good, isn't it?
Saying with, but you went away talking of them lovely self help, or didn't you go to that men's group?
Primal screaming. Yeah, and I also go to Native American Indian sweat lodge.
What's that like? It's fantastic.
Well, what you do is you sit down with the big chief of the Indian group, and to get in to the club, you have to present him with 20 Benson and Edges,
right? Okay.
And you give him the Bensons, and then you sit down and you listen to him. About his philosophy and that couple of hours, and you sit around smoking fags and that, and then you go into the sauna, and then you like you know, make it really hot in there, and then you all chant like stuff, hey, and then you all get out again, and you smoke, and then you smoke a bit more, and then you all go home,
And what does that do?
I don't know.
Not a great deal.
I don't know what it does, but I think it's just an excuse for people get together and smoke.
Did you go out to America for that?
Yeah, go to America to smoke.
Because when I've been to America before, they love me.
Do they?
Look, I'm seen as an antiquity.
Oh, right.
It's a very young country.
Very young country, isn't it? Yeah.
Very young country.
Very young.
They're asking me about, you know, the quaint history. Why don't you tell us about the history of the United Kingdom? Of course, you and I both know I don't.
You don't know nothing about it. No.
I make it all up. Why won't you tell us about Queen Victoria? So I go, she was shot in the eye with an arrow in 1067.
She lost an arm.
She lost an arm at the Battle of
Waterloo.
Britain.
Oh.
And I make it all up. Oh, it's so cute.
Oh, that's fantastic. Who's this Willie Carson?
I know that. I know me riders and runners, don't I?
Sure.
But I say, Willie Carson.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he's a little jockey. And but basically, in general,
right?
I can make up any old nonsense,
any old mark.
And they love it.
And they lap it up, don't they?
They go like that.
Oh,
dear. You've been in your garden again?
Yeah, I've been in my garden.
It's lovely this time of year.
Well, it's beautiful this time of year. It's just I open the back door and then I'll just navigate around the concrete bollards and rolled up carpet.
Yeah, old Razzles.
Yeah, the Razzles and the old Lucozade bottles in there. It's a beautiful fag butch. Beautiful.
What are you planning?
When
you're going to harvest it?
Old nappies.
Yeah.
Eh?
When you're going to harvest it?
I think it should all be ready by spring.
Because you was lovely what you gave off your, you know, little garden to the Harvest Festival at the church.
What was it? I gave him a brick and I gave him damp flannel.
That's it.
I think it was.
And there was an old soggy Rothmans packet, wasn't there?
Yeah, there was a soggy Rothmans packet, a damp flannel, a brick.
A faded Twix wrapper.
Faded Twix wrapper. And I think it was an old a Diet Coke bottle with something in there that I don't know what
and
that
did
was.
Did you get any thanks from that
video? No, you don't get no thanks for it, mate. I said, listen, this has come right out of my garden.
Yeah.
I've harvested this out of my garden, and we should give thanks for this muck that I've presented to you. Yeah. And he looked at me, you know, he's like, well, what am I going to do with this? I said, stick it on the altar next to the broad beans.
Yeah, we are gathered here today as we give to the local community.
Give back. And that's all I wanted to do.
You gave back some of the old shit they'd thrown in your garden. So in effect, you did.
In there, I thought, have it back,
have it back, but... Yeah. I mean, we often get, you know, me and Margaret with the Harvest Festival.
Oh, you love it, though, don't you? You're a real traditionalist.
Oh, I love that. So they come to the door, the scouts, and they go, excuse
hello.
Hello, excuse me, Mr. St. Michael, like that, you know.
Yeah.
I wouldn't melt in them.
That's right.
We brought you something from the church.
From the Harvest Festival.
So what's that?
What is it?
You know,
is it an old Fray Bentos?
A bit of Angel Delight that's been in some... I'll shut the door.
Clear off, mate. Get lost. I've got some of that in my cupboard, mate.
Yeah.
I thought you might come round with the Vindaloo, but no.
Yeah, something like that.
Something helpful.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, in the old days, you'd get the Cubs and Scouts around and bob a job.
Oh, yeah. I used to do all that.
Oh, yeah.
I used to do all that.
Hello.
Hello. Have you got any jobs you aren't doing?
Yes.
What is it?
We'd like our gutter cleared.
Well, I'm not doing that. What else have you want me to do?
Well, we could just maybe clean our back windows.
No. That, anything else?
Brush the front step.
No. I was thinking more like drive your car up the shops.
For me?
No.
Oh.
No. If I could borrow your car. Could I borrow your car for about half an hour?
To move some of the stuff from our back garden?
No, I just want to borrow your car. I'll go out to the betting shop and then I'll bring it back in about an hour.
And I'll pay you a 5p for that?
Well, I'd like you to pay for parking and petrol, if you wouldn't mind, and my lunch.
That's what they're like now.
I know.
That's what they're like now.
That's what I was like.
I can't blame them. Well, you know, charity begins at home.
I think it does in general. As your rip.
Oh, my. Oh, my hip. It's, I tell you what happened. I for those who don't know, I've gone in. God. I had an operation.
You did have an operation, didn't you, on your hip?
And they have removed
pulled
my
out
hip.
The wrong one, didn't
they? Pulled out the wrong hip.
Oh, yeah, shame.
And
You've got a manky hip.
I've got a manky hip. They pulled out the wrong one.
Oh, no.
And basically... Angelos is now pulling me around on an old trolley, shopping trolley.
Because they had a right go at my brother. I went in hospital. And they said, strapped me down, you know, and then they started, fiddling around with my brain, you know. Got their drill out and stuck it in there and they pointing things in it and sticking that. I said, listen, mate, I've got a bit of gout, you know. And I said, yeah, but we need to, you know, croak around in here.
I'm
in the hands of these doctors, you know. I mean, what am I supposed to do? And they said, you know, it turns out they had the wrong notes.
Oh, okay.
You know, so they just stuck a bit of plasticine in where the bit of brain was that they took out, and then they covered up the hole with some polyfiller, and then they let me go. But I still had the gout.
I had a similar thing.
Yeah.
Remember when I went in over my that achy wrist?
I remember
Simple thing.
Yeah.
I had
a overused wrist.
Slight click in my wrist. Went in there, swapped the wrong notes. I come out. I'd had breast implants.
I know.
I'd had a lot. I had the biggest pair of knockers you ever
took your
eye out. I came in and I said, you've given me a pair of breasts. Yes, sir. So, well, those aren't my notes. Yes. That's a young lady of 21. Yeah. They put all that collagen in my butt.
Yeah, I know. I know
my
they
do. Twerking is fantastic, but my wrist is bloody awful.
Yeah. Well, I got in there and all that.
Oh, I remember that. That's awful.
And then,
they mixed up your notes.
Yeah, they mixed up my notes and they gave me this facelift.
Yeah.
And anyway, I come out, I look like I've been in a fire. You know, like, all my face is all pulled back, you know, like that. I said, listen, mate, I can't, look, I've got something wrong with my arm.
Yeah, that's it.
I said, well, look, we've given you a facelift.
Yeah.
I said, well, I don't need a facelift, you know.
No,
I look, I've been in a fire.
Yeah.
Anyway, they had to put my face back. They had to de-lift it.
Yeah.
Very hard operation to reverse
the
facelift.
They just put up on your chest and pull
the skin all back. And they come right out of your face and they slap it back in your face. And then it takes about half an hour and it looks okay.
Well, you had it reversed. I mean, if you look at these tits.
Those tits you've got. Blimey, yeah. I mean,
now they're
huge.
Now that is, well, that, yeah, that one's huge. Hold on. And that's a very small one.
Oh, that's tiny.
They said, you know.
Well, they only do the left-hand side, didn't they?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I just see how you get on with it. I've never really been in for the other one.
Well, I mean, you've got on.
Now, that's
you,
a lovely.
That's a nice one,
isn't it? It's
very
a lovely.
Nice brush, yeah.
If I just flop it out on the table.
Well, sure. Yeah. Well, it's going south a bit, isn't it? Now,
you're
getting a bit older.
I'm getting a little bit older.
Oh.
Now, the question is, I might have the other one done.
Lifted. Augmented.
Well, augmented,
yeah.
But they're a lovely set, aren't they? They're a lot of money, and I can't get the work I used to.
No.
Because when I used to do the twerking.
They closed down that lap dancing.
They have, yeah. Yeah, yeah. It's not really the call for 82-year-old blokes with one tit. Big and one small.
No.
Which I wrote to the EU about it.
I mean, unless you were in a circus.
Well, I don't like to.
No,
I get a bit
cruel.
Shy. It's cruel. It's ever so cruel.
It's cruel.
I mean, there was, because remember when I done that act and
I
went on there and I had the one. But remember, I used to come
wrap
on.
Wrap your chit around that trapeze bar.
One a knocker, one is big and one is shorter. I have got a lovely tit on the left-hand side. It's perky and a rather brown nipple that's also very wide. It's a fiver to get in and see my tit and laugh all the way. That's what I do, that's what I do, that's what I say in every performance.
You were lovely. No, it's nice, it's well worth the money.
But it was lovely because when I went to America, you know, it's all bigger and better over there.
Oh, yeah.
And I can do the accent, so I had to do, you know, when I'm a limey guy with a pair of tits. One is a bit shy. It's not really poking out of my shirt. It is very small. I'm the guy from England. You don't know me at all. I've got a lovely titty on the left hand side of my chest. I don't know what to do about the other breasts.
Yeah.
And they'd pay up to $6 or $7 to see that. Hard to believe now.
Who makes your bras?
Oh, it's a, well, I
private
use,
company.
It's a private company. I don't like to advertise them, a specialist. Yeah, it's Rigby and Pella.
Rigby and Pella.
I only, used, only got the one side,
oh,
so okay. I just
Rigby
use Pella.
Rigby makes one side and Pella uses the other. Oh,
yeah. So it's just Pella, really.
Just Pella,
yeah.
Oh, beautiful.
But,
beautiful.
I mean, when you done your, when you was in the circus.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Ah, wonderful, oh, no, your act.
My act was fantastic. I had that, all that filler stuck in my bum.
Oh, it
remember?
Was, remember, I've got a video of it.
Yeah, I know. I had all that filler stuck in my bum, and then I'd climb up that big ladder.
Oh, wasn't
you know,
it
right to the top of the circus tent.
And
right?
Throw yourself
and
off.
Then I'd throw my, and I'd throw myself off onto,
onto your buttocks.
Onto, no, onto a coconut, and I'd crack the nut with my bum. Remember?
The amazing ass-cracking nut man.
Yes, me.
Yeah, yeah.
That was me.
Oh, wasn't it wonderful?
Oh, it was beautiful.
Do you remember they put you on Celebrity Squares and Bob Monkhouse went, oh, the nut-cracking man with his arsehole.
That's right.
What's the answer? Or are you going to go to Billy Dainty? And you got up and you just jumped off the top. Straight down, boing. Wonderful act.
But, of course, by then they'd taken all the filler out, so I broke my spine.
Yeah, that was a... That put
very,
an end
very
to
unfortunate
it,
really. Business. Yeah, yeah.
But what was the song you used to sing when you done your ass? The nut cracking with your ass.
Yeah,
wonderful when you were out touring.
Remember. Yeah,
wasn't it good?
It was something like this.
Yeah.
I remember.
Yeah.
I am in the circus and I've got a great big bum. I go up the ladder, I jump off the top and I fall onto my great big bladder. I wet myself and then I crack my coconut. Oh, it done half hurt me in the gut.
Yeah, oh, it's a wonderful act, wasn't it?
It's a good song as well.
Very big in Germany,
wasn't
it? Oh,
they love it, and China.
Oh, they
couldn't get enough of it over there, you know.
I always remember the Germans. Remember they tried to have... Do you remember the guy used to... He tried to compete with you?
Oh, God, yeah, I remember him, yeah.
Hair bum. Bum hair, he was also known as. I'm hair bum. I have got the same act as Angela. I get up on the ladder, throw myself off.
Yes, she did.
I land on a little almond. Oh, it goes. Oh, it makes me cough. I am a German who likes to crack nuts with my butt. I am Mr. Hair. I'm also known as Helmut.
Yeah, he died in the war.
Yeah, he did, unfortunately.
So that was the end of the competition.
Well, the war had so many casualties. Wonderful
people. Hair butt was one of them.
Helmut butt.
Oh, dear. It's been lovely, isn't it?
It has been lovely. If there's any relations of Hair Helmut butt out there,
please get in touch.
Please get in touch
via the website. And
there was so many things we wanted to talk about tonight that were a little bit more topical. I'm a celebrity.
Oh, yeah.
We'll save that to next time.
Next week, because it'll still be going.
It will still be going.
Still be typical.
And please don't forget to come to...
Oh, don't forget.
Dingwalls.
Oh, don't forget.
Don't forget that.
There'll be loads of booze.
For Christ's sake,
pissed up.
We're really going to go for it. Get really hammered.
Really smashed.
And the more you drink, the funnier it will seem. So don't forget that. It's Dingwalls, and you go to live.angelosabarry.com.
Live.angelosabarry.com.
Live.angelosabarry.com. Yeah.
All right. So I hope to see you there.
Yeah, till next time.
Bye-bye.